so much for tuning in. This is Once Again The Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And we are here tonight talking about a very, very, very controversial topic. It's a little bit more within my industry tonight. Whoop, whoop. So we're actually going to talk about Netflix is... Is that how you would say that? Netflix?
Netflix is Netflix. Yes. There. Let's just say
there. Netflix, plural. There. Apostrophe S.
Yes.
Their series, 13 Reasons Why.
Season 2.
Season 2.
Yes.
So in this particular episode we are going to discuss that we are not going to spoil for you if you haven't seen it yet.
Right. We're not going to.
I'm sorry. Joe's over here. Justin, stop it. Caught me off guard. I did not expect to see that in the corner of my eye.
It's late at night. Gentlemen, ladies and gentlemen, we're going to get back.
I'm going to adjust some stuff too then. Hold on.
No. Okay. See, it's late at night, we are covering a serious topic.
Yes.
It is late at night. We are taking this seriously, just to let you know.
Yes.
So the controversy that has come about, I guess, in the last like couple days, people who have gotten a chance to watch the whole series, binge watch it, whatever. Last episode, apparently, which I'm in the middle of the season. I kind of skipped ahead to just that part just to see. People are saying that there is a graphic rape assault scene that happens. And people are pretty outraged. And then there are some people who I feel are commenting in a way of saying, okay, well, I feel like it was needed to make an impact. And so I think there's been like a divide on where people draw the line. I've been behind a camera, but I've only been behind a camera for photography. I'm just now getting into video. I want to get into doing more cinematic stuff. And I know that in telling certain stories, just talking about movies with just even like love scenes, right, to discuss that with an actor and an actress beforehand and what's allowed, what's not, what's appropriate, and making sure people are comfortable and things of that nature. And I'm sure that already, you know, is a task. And so to have a scene, which I'm not going to try to go into, I've seen it. I'm not trying to go into who's involved in the scene or okay, names, even this, that, male, female, whoever. I'm just going to say that to do a scene that they depicted takes a lot of courage, takes a lot of guts to do.
Okay.
And I know from season one, they had a rape scene depicting rape of two of the lead female characters, and some people were outraged by it. I felt that they depicted it, it didn't last that long. You got the effect of it,
okay,
and you got the seriousness of it and the impact that it had on those characters leading into season two,
right?
So I guess my question is, is there a line when it comes to depicting sexual assault? When does it get to a point to where you say, okay, the way that Law & Order SVU does it, which is very tame for TV, that, okay, that's enough. I get it. And I get the impact. I get the emotional impact. And it doesn't take away from the story. I don't need to go further. Or versus sometimes you see foreign films where they go much further than even 13 Reasons. And you're like, is this a cultural thing or whatever? So getting back to it, is there a line? What is the limit for not only what you think the viewing audience can take. But what is also another question, the limit of where you feel like even a writer, the crew, the actor, the actresses involved, where do you feel like they feel like the line is? And you are an actress yourself, so I would ask yourself that. But first, where do you think in general the line is, in general?
Well, that's a tough one, just because, it all depends on who your audience is. And I just kind of feel, in my personal opinion, everything is so accessible nowadays. If I sit here and let's just say if I randomly want to look at a picture of a naked man, I just get on Google if I wanted to. That's what I would do per se. But same thing with these video games. I can sit here and play a game where I literally can run up to someone and not only stab them, but I can cut their chest open. I get to sit here. There's a dog after me. I grab the dog and I break its neck. Like, I mean, we have graphic stuff, in my opinion, just within our, you know, realm of entertainment. It exists. And for a series which is supposed to depict a lot of the reality of some of the things that these students, teenagers, young adults go through, you know, for it to be depicted, I feel like some of it need to be depicted in the manner that might have been very grotesque, but this is reality. This is not sugar-coated in a way. So I mean, if it's still along the lines of storytelling, telling someone's story, telling what happened, you know, and it's obviously not just, hey, let's create some sort of soft porn and put it on TV as a series. I kind of feel like to a certain extent, you know, things can be pretty graphic. I personally don't, I'm not against it, I guess you can say. And rolling into that as far as being an actress, you know, when you read these scripts and you sign on for these stories, you should know what you're getting into, first off. But also, you have to know, once you're telling a character story, you're telling what happened to that person. That should be something important to you to portray. Obviously, as a person, you have your own morals, you have your own reservations, you have your own, you know, comfortability level. But the role that you're taking on deserves for you to depict that character. It's not, you know, it's not about Samantha. It's about the role that I'm playing. It's about the Cassies, and just, it's about her character. It's about what she goes through. It's not necessarily about me. So for as far as acting, I kind of feel like, you know, you have to tell that love story. You have to tell that tragedy or that, you know, that violence that happened. That's your job, to depict it and make it real so that the viewers are hit with real emotion. Because that's the whole entire point of sitting here and putting something out there. Like, that's why we go and watch movies. We don't watch movies to, you know, just look at a screen. We want to feel something. Like, we have that just human need to sit here and feel something, whether, and we feel all different types of emotions. There's no movie that you're going to watch where you just have one emotion the whole way through, ever.
Right.
So that, as an actor, actress, entertainer, that is your job, to give these people those emotions, to make sure that your character is as real and authentic as possible. And to be authentic, you have to tell their story and whatever actions happen to them. Like, I kind of feel like that's your job to portray. And if you don't fit that job, you can't do that job. That's against your morals personally as a human being. Pass it up. Let someone else do that. But that's what that character deserves. That's what the writer who sat here and put in countless hours to sit here and you know, do the research, maybe even interview. For this one, they interviewed real victims. Like, So you're sitting here and you're taking that victim story and you're putting it out there and you're showing people, hey, this is real. This happens to people, as unfortunate as it may be. So that's a task. That's a job. Yeah. I would take that seriously.
Right. And I don't think that the people, the writers, the actors, the actresses on this Netflix show did anything less than that but take it serious. You could tell that they listened from the first season, where people felt like first season was, they felt like it was glorifying suicide or making it more glamorous. And I said, just because something is beautifully shot and it tells a story and it's putting it in a creative way, I don't think in my personal opinion, I've never been a person that's been a victim of thoughts of suicide. So I wouldn't know, but I would feel that this doesn't enable that. I feel like it would enable them to understand that people don't understand you, and hopefully it would show them, like, even if you have to use this as a reference, show this to people and say, this is what I'm going through.
Right.
This show actually depicted some of the things that I'm trying to communicate, and it seems that you're not getting it, but this is real life. Like, this is not a fictional character. This is like a depiction of what I'm going through.
Right.
I'm being bullied. I feel like this. And what you don't know, mom and dad, what you don't know, friends and family or so-called friends, is that I'm going home and cutting myself and things of that nature because I don't feel like I get the proper, you know, attention. And what I mean by that is not a lack of attention, but just the humanity part.
Right.
But going into season two and depicting this type of scene, like you said, I think it does take a lot of devotion from those actors and actresses, and they have to, and I see that they are putting, after every episode, a link to a website to basically say, if you need to get help, we're here.
Right.
And there are, I'm hoping that that link, professionals, obviously, I would assume, that they can reach out to.
I'm sure.
So I think they've covered their bases this time around and said, hey, even when I think the show started from the first episode, they have a pre-episode like a pre-clip.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just all the actors and main actresses saying, this is what we're touching on. We cover a lot of hard subjects. We tell a graphic story. And if you're going through this, please reach out, get help, go here. And they do that after each episode. They place that link. And I just want to say all that because I think some people feel like, oh, they don't care, or they just are about shock value and the numbers. And I feel like they are partly about the shock value, to the point of saying it is to convey that emotion. I am going but so far in this scene, and I'm pushing it to a certain limit because I think some people don't take it seriously. And even there was a part of the show, which I won't get into, don't want to ruin anything,
where
they were talking to students about sexual assault and talking about consent. And one of the male students basically makes a joke like, ha ha ha, like whatever. And that's another thing. That's very real. That is very real. I'm sure we all know of some guys who didn't take that seriously. I honestly didn't think about things like that. Not saying that I was a person on the other end. I'm just saying that I wasn't thinking about sex in that way in the first place, even think about even forcing someone just to do anything. I wouldn't even force someone to eat something that they didn't like,
right?
Let alone, you know, do something as graphic as that. So I feel like for this scene, I watched it. I fast forward to just that part. I didn't want to ruin the rest of the season for myself, but I watched that probably 2 minute long, 3 minute long, and
wow, that's a long scene.
And I mean, it's a scene from, it's not just the act, it's okay. From before the act and after was probably, I'm going to say 2 minutes long or so. So I get it. That's pretty long if you compared it to like something like Law and Order depicting.
Right.
Something of that nature. But I agree to that point of, and maybe we're biased, being as creatives as we are, I'm more willing as a person behind the camera to come with a game plan, as we talked about in previous episodes, with even photography. And as I get into video and things, I can say, here is something I wrote out. This is what I'm trying to do. It involves this. Let me know if this is uncomfortable for you or not. Be straight up about it. Talk about it. Figure out how maybe you may have to cut back on this part, do this, but still tell the story. And I feel like that's what they probably did, and say, here's the writers. This is what we wrote. Boom, put it out there. We're all professionals. They talk about it. The actors and actresses say, okay, maybe if we could just cut back on this or this, boom, boom, boom.
Right, the collaborate.
But it ended up being what it was, and the people agreed to that. I don't believe I've heard anything so far where the actors or actresses on the show felt that they were forced to do anything that they didn't want to do. And so far also, with the depiction of things that have been so graphic, I have not seen any overt nudity at all. I don't even think really any overt real nudity in the show, even at times where they could have went further and got more graphic with even just the nudity, and they didn't even go that far.
Right.
So I feel like they are restraining themselves on some parts to give people respect in some manners, but also we know that there are famous movies with famous actors and actresses that have gone further than what this show has done.
Definitely.
So, and some of those movies are still regarded as high regarded movies. So I think it's really a hard opinion to go on it, but I say that if you are a rape victim yourself, you've gone through sexual assault, I can see why seeing that type of scene brings back memories, or you're like, I'm not with it. But I think they were not trying to specifically get to you. I think they were trying to get to the people, or just as the kid I talked about, who gets told, hey, consent matters, and they just go like, whatever. That's what that was for. You think it doesn't mean anything, or it's a game, but it's not. And I think that's where I'm like, I can support, as long as everything was discussed with the people, professionals on set, this is what we're trying to do and depict, here's the story. And as long as everyone was on the same page, no one's forced to do anything against their moral character, they feel like they need to tell the story how it was written by the writers, then I'm like, okay, it's going to shock some people. Some people are not going to be happy. Anybody who puts out any work of art, whether it be music, whether it be a painting, or even a film or a TV show, some people are going to be upset.
Agreed.
So I think it's graphic. I think there's times where we can cut back. I think there are times where maybe it doesn't have to go so far. I completely understand. But I also understand that sometimes when those people are writing these stories and talking to victims, I think even for them, they're pissed off. and that they're just saying, we're not going to sugarcoat it. Here it is. This is what we're fighting against. This. And if you're so outraged about it, call the line, call your local representatives, talk in your town meetings, go to your local colleges and high schools, and make sure that everyone is aware that this is not a game. And I feel like if they people do that, then they have basically made the impact that they want to make with writing things that way. So,
wow, that's pretty powerful. Yeah, they decided to stand by their scene. The show's creator, Brian Yorkie, he defended the controversial scene, and his quotes were, according to, this is in Cosmopolitan, according, he goes, we're committed on this show to telling truthful stories about things that young people go through in as unflinching a way as we can. Actually, he told this to The Vulture. We fully understand that that means some of the scenes in the show will be difficult to watch. The fact is, as intense as that scene is and as strong as the reactions to it may be, it doesn't even come close to the pain experienced by the people who actually go through these things. And I mean, like you said, like if you're that outraged, if it really upsets you that it was depicted that much, you know, think of the real victims out there that this does happen to, that it's even worse than what you've seen. And yeah, I mean, I think that that's a great idea, that if it really moved you, talk to your representatives, talk to, you know, get the word out that this is not something funny. This is not, you know, something that shouldn't go without a stricter punishment there. You know, there needs to be ways that we can prevent this from happening as often as it does.
I agree. So, even though this is a bit of a somber episode here, about to take off from this episode, but yeah, if you're watching 13 Reasons Why, maybe you're not even into that, not sure. If you're watching this far in, you probably are aware of it and familiar, probably do watch it. Yeah, I think you may have a level of what you can stomach, and I totally understand, believe we both understand that,
right?
And me as a person of art, I like to see the raw art, what you meant, and as long as obviously it's within the realms of being legal. I know some people go out of those realms, and those people I do not support. But people who are doing this with legally of age actors, actresses, depicting harsh realities that happen every day to people, I just want to give out my respect to those people.
Yes.
And that is not, it is very, it's harder for the victims, and it's just hard for the people trying to tell the story. But it's, as she said, it is much harder for the victims who actually lived it. So this is only a tenth of what really happened. So if you think that's graphic, then I'm sure if you go and talk to some men and women who have gone through it, or even people who are at the hospital and emergency rooms who've had to see them come in, you can probably talk to them and they will tell you stories of horrific things. So, again, I respect art. Let's make a change. Let's move our culture forward as a world, as a community of people, just and treat each other. Yeah. As a world, completely, because it happens everywhere.
Yes.
And I can only talk about America, but I will hope people respect people everywhere. So yeah, but yeah, either way, that's it for me on here. On the Now, I know it's been a somber episode, but thank you for sticking with us. If you have,
let us know what you think. Comment below.
Yeah, let us know your opinion on the subject. So
thank you for tuning in. This is The Now with Sam and Joe. I'm Sam.
I'm Joe.
And have a good night.